Well, Carl, big change from last week, I've got to say. What was it all down to?
Last week was a blip. It was just one of them things that come out of the blue. We didn't see it. But what a way to respond. But absolutely excellent. Every single one of them, the work rate was fantastic. Just a bit disappointed that we conceded a goal, really, because, I don't know how lowest off they are down there, to be honest. I know they obviously on the travels it's a long way, so it's
they were much better than they were in September.
Yeah, I thought they kept the ball. I thought they played some really good football. I thought the goal they scored, credit to them, was excellent. We've managed to score a good goal through Chris Chandler and then built on that. So
confidence going into this was always going to be a bit nerve, and that proved the case in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was. There was quite a few nerves about, but they were quickly put to bed, and I thought, like I say, I couldn't ask for any more from any of them.
Mentioned Chandler. What's the thinking behind that signing? I mean, you could tell within the first 15 minutes, you're like, oh, actually, I can see where he's come from.
There you go. He's a quality player. Get the opportunity to sign a quality player, then we're going to do that. His pedigree speaks for itself. Last year he was playing in the Scottish Premier League. So,
And obviously that's a debut goal. Greaves scored a very... Didn't know if it was going to go in or not at one point.
I think he settled his nerves, to be fair.
But a couple of minutes before that, I need to mention this, the build-up play for that flick that he did, that back heel.
Yeah,
I don't know, you remember that?
Yeah,
it was like
it was
10
good.
Proper.
I thought some of our build-up play was excellent today. I think there's still more to come. There's still a squad that's knitting together, really, with the amount of changes that we've made. So we've had to make. So I think once there everything's bedded in, I think there'll be a lot more to come. Yeah.
You mentioned the squad. Lewis Lacer, obviously, he got a goal on his semi-debut.
Yeah.
He had once he got over his fluff kick up down here in the first minute, he was very accomplished, I thought.
He's a quality player. Another superb. I think we missed him, to be honest. And when he went over to America, I think that shown. But today again, he's covered him round. Some of the tackles he put in, and he's growing in strength as well as in his mindset as well. So that's just something we want to help him with, and help players who have come through the ranks to mature and get better.
And I'm glad you made the triple substitution, because I think at 4-0 we were letting it slip a bit. But the players you brought on, Linney and Daniels, that goal from Daniels was
excellent. And Linney, his work rate, Greg's work rate. I think they realise that you've got to really play well to stay in the team. That's the main realisation. And if the competition for places is there, then it's only a good thing.
We've obviously got Ecclesley in as well. What's the thinking behind that?
To add strength. He's a quality player again that became available. He he wants to play for FC United, and it gives us that strength. If anything happens to any of the centre backs who are selected, then we've got another one that we can call up.
And obviously the squad's expanding now, and we've still got the likes of Stott and Thurston sitting on the bench, and Thurston, for my money, throughout like Stockport County and those Nuneaton games, was superb.
Totally agree.
There's players on the fringes. It's not a shut door, though, is it? There's still a chance.
It's always. You never stop looking. We never stop looking. We're always looking to strengthen, and we're always looking to improve.
And next weekend, Harrogate Town. I don't know if you're aware of the scoreline today against Solihull Moors.
Yeah, they've had an absolute
bit crazy.
Shocking, haven't they?
Yeah, no. 6-0, in case you don't know at home.
Yeah.
What are you expecting in that one? I mean, it's
a really, really tough game. They're up there because of the players that they've got. They've got a really good squad of players, so we can only build on what we started. Like I say, other than last week, we'll take it. We'll just go at it as we always do. And like I say, there's more to come.
Thank you, Cal.
Cheers.